Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, here in the United States, the general sentiment in survey after survey is that pets are considered part of the family. And that's sweet. Meanwhile, in Denmark, well, the zoo there views your pets as a cost-cutting snack for their other animals. The Aalborg Zoo, they're suggesting to residents that if they have a healthy pet that they want to get rid of, simply to donate it to the zoo, so they can feed your pet to the other animals. And yes, I'm being serious. Now, they say, hey, guinea pigs, rabbits, chickens would be ideal, but they'll also accept horses. I'm not making this up. Now, speaking of saving money on food, I don't recommend you eat your pet, but a recent survey, they asked adults in the U.S. what they're most stressed about economically. And this included things like, housing, your wage, the cost of child care, paying off student loans, all the stuff. But the top concern? The price of groceries. In which case, don't get me started about the price of Rainier cherries. That is, if you live in Washington State, you go 3,000 miles away, one-third the cost. What a deal. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that brought you said question. All this brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Be a part of the Big Show, the random question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Amateurs, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,366. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, your guess is as good as mine on the way the categories today. Once again, we offer up the world's 10 deadliest animals.
Deadliest animals.
Yes. All right. In the world. Also, as we have a little football coming our way, the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks of all times.
All time. Man, all right, that's tough.
So, you're going to go back. Or you'll maybe be in present time.
I don't know. That's tough, though. I mean, on one hand, you say Jim Kelly. Four consecutive Super Bowls, lost them all. But it's hard to go to four consecutive Super Bowls, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. I mean, there is
they
some
put
of that.
Joe Namath on the list, and it's like, he had a moment.
He is not on the list.
Good.
Okay.
Nothing against
him. I mean, Dan Marino never won one, but he had all the stats.
Never won a Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. But had great stats. I don't know.
Phillip Rivers. Great stats.
Right. He'll be a Hall of Famer, but right, he never had a Super Bowl.
And it seems like, as far as that goes, that is the hardest way to get in. So, like Antonio Gates, great tight end.
Yeah.
Without doubt, he deserved to get in there. He also never won a Super Bowl.
But I feel like it's different when you play any position other than quarterback.
Yep.
Right? You go, man, statistically, this guy, he was a beast. And he was. Shoo-in. Phillip Rivers are like, man, his stats are there. Not much personality. Didn't win a Super Bowl, but the stats are there. Yeah.
So,
I was going to say, Antonio Gates, I realized this weekend, also the first guy ever to make the Hall of Fame that didn't play a down in college.
What? Really?
Remember, he was a basketball player. And then when he's going to get drafted, somebody was like, let's try it at football. See, I think he's working out at one of those schools that like trains athletes of all kinds. And they're like, let's try a tight end. But yeah, he didn't play a down in college.
That is amazing.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Cool. Damn. So the top NFL quarterbacks of all times into the world's deadliest animals. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine at 4:30. And today's the day we do our random question 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Bruce, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's give you this one. Bruce, other than obviously somebody that you are with, who else saw you naked?
Ooh. Wow.
That you know
other
of.
Other than... in my younger days, I had taken my wife to this really cool... kind of like a cabin up near Mount Rainier, little town called Ashford.
All right.
And they have this, they have like three or four cabins there, and they have this one hot tub that you can reserve time for and stuff, and it's really pretty cool. And so the wife and I were in there, and apparently we went over our hot tub time.
Your allotment.
Yeah, and someone had come into this place while we were in there, and so somebody had to get out of the tub, go get our clothes in this little cabana changing room or whatever where these people were at. And
wait, they're in the cabana when you roll in there naked?
They were in there, yeah.
Were they naked as well?
No, they weren't. There was a bathroom in there, and I was kind of scoping the place out, looking to break in there, and it appeared that someone went into the bathroom, and I thought, hey, now's my chance. So I rolled in there, and when I rolled in there, the guy was in the bathroom, but his wife was standing right there in the cabana while I was just looking at her naked. So, yeah.
Was there any conversation? Was there any conversation, or is it just you're naked and it's quiet?
I said something to the effect of, I'm just here for my clothes, and I grabbed a big pile of clothes and ran out. It was pretty weird.
Okay. I feel like if you're naked on vacation, not as bad.
Because you're not going to see these people.
Correct.
That's all.
More than likely. You will never run into
more than likely.
More than likely.
Like 3 years is going to pass. Like, man, do I know you from?
I know you. Take off your pants for a minute.
Oh,
yeah. Costa Rica.
Well, my one uncle claims that years ago he was at one of those resorts in the Bahamas, and there was a nude beach. He claims he met Wayne Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you? Okay. Was he naked?
Yeah, they both were. So that's kind of the.
Well, you would know if his wife was naked.
Just Wayne. But that's the story, is that he's like, yeah, I met him, but we were both naked, so I didn't really talk to him.
I was going
to
ask, like, what is protocol, right? You run into Wayne Gretzky, any celebrity that you want to meet. You see him at a restaurant. You don't really want to intrude, but you at least do the, hey, just want to let you know, you're my favorite, right?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
work. Something like that. No big deal. They're cool with that. If it's a nude beach, same person, like, do you roll over to the cot, like, hey, man, not here to bug. I just wanted to let you know, I'm a big fan.
The way he tells it is it, like, he's just on the beach walking. Wayne Gretzky walks by him. They're both nude, but he has to be like, you're Wayne Gretzky, which I think is fair because I'm naked too, so it's not as weird for Wayne.
Yep.
What do you mean it's not as weird for Wayne? It's probably also like, look, man, I know it's a nude beach, but like, I'm not really here to talk to you, man. You know, I appreciate it and all that. I just feel like it's different when they're naked.
I just feel like Wayne Gretzky, there's a couple of those guys, like, I mean, now I do it with Tom Brady. I just have to be like, I know we're nude, but Tom Brady.
Dude, I know we're nude.
There's a...
thanks for bringing it up, middle man. That's really uncomfortable.
There's a resort in Negril, Jamaica called Hedonism.
Oh, God,
yeah. So our hotel was right beside it. And let's just say this. Your windows were kind of like storm door windows.
Yeah.
So they weren't really like glass windows. So you could hear everything. And a lot of these ladies... they would come down and do a rental Ross. Now, you shared basically the same beach, the same trails, same parking areas. I mean, you saw a lot. Mm-hmm. Just going down the beach. I mean, there's no rope.
Yeah.
I mean, your hotel's just next to those. And it was eye-opening, to say the least. You know why some people go, and you don't know
exactly why they go.
And you don't know why some people go.
Why would I not know? Like, I know why you're going to Hedonism.
I know why that guy is here. I can tell.
Okay.
Because he can be naked anywhere. Uh-huh. No one's going to complain about that guy. The other guy, not sure why he's here.
Well, you just shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. The one time I got busted just being naked, that's so stupid. I just moved to New Orleans, and the first place I had, if you don't have a lot of money and you live in New Orleans, there's a very good chance you live above businesses, bars, whatever. So I had that kind of joint going on, and we had a little balcony on the outside, which you see everywhere in New Orleans, and there's a laundromat across the street. It is 6 o'clock in the morning. I had to get it for work. I assume nobody's up. I did not realize the laundromat opened that early. Anyway, I stepped out on the balcony. I mean, for like one half of 1 second, I don't remember what I was doing. Basically, opened the door, like tiptoed on the balcony and ran back in. In the time I was out there, it was two brothers across the street. Look at that naked inbound up there on the balcony.
Thank Jesus.
God damn, man. Like, literally, it was like I was outside and back inside. But in that time, they saw it.
Reason we asked who saw you naked in Argentina.
You got to point it out and be loud about it.
That's exactly what it was, man. I mean, they yelled it. I didn't look back at them, but I assumed they were pointing. I assumed they were smiling. But it's like, Jesus Christ, God.
Guy down in Argentina recently won a legal battle against Google after he was photographed naked in his own yard and then posted on Google Street View for everyone to see. Now, the incident goes back to 2017. And the town is near... Buenos Aires, is that right? How do you say that?
Yeah.
Right when a local man was out completely naked on his property. Photos taken by the car's advanced camera system caught him from behind and showed his ass in all its glory. Even though the man's face was not visible, he had a 6-foot fence up around his property. So the camera actually shot over top of the fence. Man. So he kind of thought that, look, I'm good. I can be in my yard naked. But either way, the National Civil Appeals Chamber gave him 16 million pesos or 12,000 euros in compensation for damages for his dignity, I guess. So So, by the way, he was also a police officer.
Oh, damn. Mm.
Does that matter?
I like that. We, the guy, so we're only the second owners of this home, but I got the guy that originally built the home, and he built it himself. He was an architect, a mason, blah, blah, blah. Never met this dude, but all the old timers that live in the neighborhood, they knew who this guy was. Just Tony. That's what they call him. So I guess he's just one of those guys that's so old that no matter when you met him, he was always old. And his thing was, he was off the boat Italian, and the way they said it, they're like, this dude would sing opera at the top of his lungs. They're not saying he sang well, but just he's singing opera at the top of his lungs, but he'd water his plants naked. Like, just as a fact. So they're like, man, you get up any day in the summer, and there's this old man, naked as a jaybird, just watering his flowers, but he would talk to the neighbors. Like, if he saw that you saw him, is that he'd engage in conversation and just typical small talk. You know, summertime, it's about, look at the roses. You know, he was that guy. And they're like, it's a little weird, but the fact that he did it all the time, you just got used to it. So it just got to the point, you know, you're sipping coffee, look out your kitchen window, there's a naked old man singing opera water, and it didn't bug you anymore.
I won't say his name. There was a guy that was a kind of famous baseball coach. My brother was coaching with him for a while. So preseason, postseason, he would host all the coaches. Now, preseason, you know, it's February to get the equipment. No big deal. Postseason, it's summertime. He has a pool. Come over. Swim in the pool. Fellow says, great. Get there. He notices that he's swimming naked. And he's like, all right, it's his pool. I'm not going to say
locker
anything.
Room stuff.
Wife comes out. It's time to.
Is she naked?
Nope. Just him. Not my brother. It's time to eat lunch. You know, turkey sandwich, some chips. He ate it naked.
With you guys around.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I've just heard the story. But so everybody that's coached with this guy is like, oh, yeah, when you return equipment in the summer, he will invite you over to swim. He swims naked, and he will spend the afternoon naked in his chair, just like your old guy, just chatting it up. But those old guys don't care.
No, they do not. Random. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, all right.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's give you this one. Matt, in your lifetime, what animal has tried to attack you?
I have a good one for this. When I'm trying to think how old I was, probably like 10, 11. I was playing outside in my yard with the neighborhood kids, and like I live kind of in the woods. Like every house in our neighborhood is like 5 acres and stuff. And all of a sudden, I saw my German Shepherd dog, who's like, I don't know, kind of old at the time and a little bit overweight, run so fast that he looked like a blur. And then we all looked over to, you know, where he was running. There was a cougar coming out of my woods.
Oh,
and
wow.
He, like, chased it. It jumped over the fence, and he, like, didn't come back for a half an hour. And, yeah. Since then, there's been, like now I know, like, my neighborhood is notorious for, like, cougars around, honestly, this time of year. Huh. So, but, yeah.
What is it about this time of the year that the cougars come out? Like, what is cougar season as far as your average sighting?
I mean, I think, like, the food that they like to eat is around, like the bunnies, and there's a lot of deer.
All right.
And yeah, I don't really know why it's, you know, this time, but it's usually between like July and October.
There are a lot of rabbits out, man. I have an extraordinary number of rabbits running around the neighborhood right now, but oddly, we kept seeing coyotes in the neighborhood up until this summer. I don't know where they're at, I don't know what's going on, but clearly the rabbits are taking advantage of the lack of coyotes. And yes, they're cute, and they do the thing. But they're annoying when you own a dog, because rabbits have that stupid habit of, if I don't move, you can't see me. Bro, well, just move so I can walk my dog. And like I said, I keep kicking and or throwing rocks in their general direction so that they will take off running. Yeah. Please go.
Here's a weird one. The reason we asked what animal tried to attack you. A furious mother has criticized aquarium staff for not doing enough to help after her 6-year-old son was attacked by an octopus at a petting zoo. Brittany Terror went viral on TikTok following a visit to the San Antonio Aquarium, which saw an octopus latch onto her son's hand and refuse to let go, leaving him with severe bruises.
Did you see the video?
I saw a still picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's an octopus, and she's exactly right. This thing gripped him. He's doing everything he can to get out of the octopus grip. The mom's trying to help. A couple other people are trying to pull. And the octopus, I mean, it's just holding on to this kid like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Octopus trying to come out over top of the glass. My friend and I, we're not sure what to do. There's like no employees around, so we started yelling for help. The employee came up and just said, oh, she's super playful today.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks. Then we could not get the octopus off. Worker eventually had to call two additional colleagues to give them support. As the gravity of the situation started to set in, and the three of them spent the next 5 minutes trying to pry the tentacles off of the young boy's arm. By the way, he was pretty shaken up.
Yeah, you don't say.
And he was hurt. Taryn later filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, claiming employees on site, they downplayed the incident, and that her son could have been bitten by the creature's poisonous beak. I'm just worried something worse is going to happen. I don't want anything to happen to any more kids or any adults. Before adding that she hopes nothing happens to the octopus either.
I would say this, and I'm not an animal expert, but some animals you don't put in a petting zoo, right? Like a polar bear. It's just not something that's going to happen. Well, but I would think with an octopus, knowing how they are, right, because they kind of just do what they're going to do, and they're super smart. Like, me personally, like, I could have a petting zoo, but I'm like, well, don't touch the octopus. Like, he is in his own aquarium, because if you stick your hand in there, I can't guarantee what it's going to do.
I would also say the bruising is probably not from pain.
Oh, the suckers, yeah.
So it's like a suction massage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just blood, you know, but it's not really, it's not like the octopus was hurting the kid.
Well,
it was just like suction.
Because he had a grip,
but it could have.
I mean, maybe.
Because he's holding on tight. So you got to remember, if people are pulling one way, and keep in mind, that octopus apparently has the strength of at least three people. And he's just holding on, like, that's going to hurt the kid.
Maybe so.
But again, I feel like an octopus is not, it's not the animal you right. safely right. think.
Nobody wants to pet one.
Well, that kid did.
Well, and yeah, kids can make bad mistakes. I don't want to say they're dumb, but like.
No, they can be dumb.
Octopus is not like, it's not furry. Like nobody wants to pet that.
Well, I mean, I also don't think it's intimidating.
What, an octopus?
Like, if I saw an octopus, I'd be like, oh, cool, octopus.
Until it grabs you.
Correct.
I mean, think about some of the scuba divers, when you know, it's tugging at their mask and all this stuff. I don't know if they're being aggressive necessarily. Maybe the octopus's mind is just playing. But, like, if you don't know that, it's terrifying. Think about being a little kid, right? And I don't know, the neighbor's dog is wrestling with you. But if you don't perceive it that way, you believe you're being attacked. You're not being bitten. But the dog's doing it, and kids lose their freaking mind. And it's like, I get it. But to Ted's point, a dog is still furry and kind of cute.
Yeah.
The octopus is like, there's an extraterrestrial.
Yes.
That is great. And he started climbing out of the tank, man.
Dude, you've heard me say it before. I remember being a kid. Me and my dad are at the wharf, right?
Yeah.
Some big Commanders game. We're getting seafood. And the guy had octopus. And one started to slide off the pile. And we watched it slide. And then it fell in. And the guy's like, nobody could stop it. And, like, everybody's just like, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, I'm not grabbing that thing, man.
Just let it. Sorry, dude. It's in the water.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Spencer, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. Spencer, even if it's like for something petty, is there somebody that you are still mad at for something that they did a while back or a long time ago?
No. I used to be mad at my ex-girlfriend for a long time and was jaded, but it wasn't her fault. You know, that was just me holding on to heartbreak and stuff.
How long were you mad at her?
Ah, man. So we broke up when I was 21, and I didn't really drink before that. And then I started drinking heavy. And I blamed her for that, but it wasn't her fault, you know. I just took heartbreak the wrong way and, like, tried to drown it with alcohol.
How about...
actually, like, facing it.
Well, what changed your opinion? When did you crawl out of this nonsense? Did something happen? Or did you just say, wait a minute, what am I doing?
Well, I had my kid, but I didn't stop drinking until, like, 6 years after that. And then when I did stop drinking, it's because I lost my job. You know, I actually went to the hospital. They said I was going to die. Didn't stop drinking. And then for some reason, when I lost my job and I couldn't support my family, that was my rock bottom.
I'd have spoken like a true dude. The doctor says if you keep drinking, you'll die.
I got it.
You lose your job. You're like, wait a damn minute, man.
I need some money
to buy more booze. Yeah.
How about anyone you've worked with before? Like, do you have any, like, old bosses or anybody like that?
Yeah, but again, this is all when I was drinking, and I try not to blame anything from that point of time, because, you know, a lot of it was on me. You know, I wasn't the best person when I was drinking, so.
So how long have you been clean?
Oh, next March it'll be 7 years.
Oh, nice. There you go. All right, nice job. Okay.
Have you put anything in place of drinking?
Cigarette,
working out, maybe?
No. A lot of weed. You know, I'm, what do they say, California sober, but...
Yeah.
The alcohol is just not the way for me to go, because I just never stop. Once I start, I keep on going and going and going.
Like opening a can of Pringles. Mm-hmm. We understand.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Raise my ass, are you still mad at someone from something long ago? Yes. We know a guy.
Yeah. Only one guy, and it's one of those things for me to feel whole.
Actually, two people.
I need to punch him in the face. Oh. That's all. And look, man, honest to God, with this particular individual, if I could just punch him in the face, I'd be fine with it. I would be. It's like, no, you have this coming, you asked for this to happen, and I really, really want to deliver this
bad.
To you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The judge who sentences this guy should give him more than a few years in prison, because he can obviously hold a grudge that long. Cops in Paterson, New Jersey, are searching for a man who stabbed not one, but two deli workers last week.
All right.
Over a wrong sandwich order.
Come on.
From 4 years ago.
Jeez, wow. Man.
He showed up on Thursday complaining about a sandwich he got 4 years ago that had eggplant on it. He claimed he's allergic, and it made his stomach hurt.
To eggplant?
So when they asked him to leave, he pulled out a box cutter and started slashing. One of them got slashed on the arm. The other ended up with wounds on his stomach and chest. Second guy was still in the hospital, but luckily they're both expected to recover. A business next door got the guy on video. Police are still trying to track him down.
Let me get this straight.
4 years ago.
He got an eggplant sandwich 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
And he's still mad about that. Look, I don't like eggplant either, but it ain't worth all that. and went back to confront them about this. It probably wasn't even the same deli workers.
Four years is a long time to be like, all right.
Unless it's family-owned, right?
Today, but I'm going to get him back.
Oh, man, one day. I wonder how long he's been stewing it.
I just thought about your buddy who got stabbed.
He did. That was heat of the moment. Yeah, he got stabbed by the guy making a sub. Same thing.
But that was in the moment, at least. Not that it's worth
it. Not four years.
It was that guy's first day.
Last day, probably, too.
Yeah, I think they fired him after he stabbed my buddy and almost killed him. That's generally the reason not to keep the job.
Did he sue them?
You know, I'll be honest with you, it's been so long. I can't remember if he sued the place or just the guy or, in general.
I mean, this is just me. I would sue the guy, maybe, but not the place. Because every place is going to have the same statement. We see it all the time. You know, we don't condone our employees stabbing it. Like, we know. We know you don't condone it, man. That's not on you.
But if Miles stabs somebody at one of our events, I could fathom somebody suing our company, too.
Sue Miles.
I
don't have as much money as the company.
This is true.
I mean, you just got to look at it from a monetary standpoint.
I would sue the guy that stabbed me and the company because he was making sandwiches, so they kind of provided the knife.
All I said is, I'm not playing foreigner, then boom.
Right. Stabbed him.
Yeah, exactly. It is amazing, though, the gas stations, grocery stores, whatever reason, they make a really good submarine sandwich.
On the East Coast, for sure. But it's also your bread and butter.
Yeah. Right? I mean, look, you go to QFC, and you go to the deli. Boar's Head, nice roll. Mm-hmm. They hook you up at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Same with, the Royal Farms. Where Ted's buddy got stabbed.
Well, and Ted, you said this about a buddy of yours, I guess, that owned, a gas station franchise or something. Like, listen, they don't make a damn thing off of you pumping gas. But if you buy the Snickers bar, they made a bigger profit. Even if you filled your tank.
Right, he goes, if you fill your tank and you come in and buy a candy bar, I make more off that candy bar than I do that whole tank of gas.
So it makes sense. Like, you know what, man? Offer people food.
So they started.
You can make money on that.
They started a deli in their gas station, and then over the years, they don't even sell gas anymore. It's literally just a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
And then they, I think he opened a second one.
Damn.
And they'll do catering. But they just finally were like, we don't even need the gas pumps. People just come here to eat our food.
I'd like to hear that story told on national TV, right? Just for people that don't quite get it. So it's like, well, how'd you start your company? Your catering company. Nah, we used to have a gas station.
Gas is the afterthought. Like, even with your Bucky's place, it's the brisket. But you're still able to get gas.
Well, they do have a ton of gas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you've never brought that up once. And all the time you brought up Bucky's.
Yeah.
When we bring up Sheets or Wawa. It's not, they have gas pumps.
No, I'm saying it's just part of the experience because you need it.
That is not why we go there.
Right.
Like, oh, crap, we also need gas.
You can only need a fourth of a tank. You'll still put some gas in.
Mm-hmm.
Random.
Well, and Bucky's, too, those are like truck stops, but they're not truck stops. Like, truckers can't stop there.
How do you call it a truck stop and a truck can't stop there?
I don't know that they do. I think they just call it a gas station.
Okay.
But like a lot of the other truck stops you'll know, like a Love's or whatever. I don't know if it's a Love's. So there's one up in Arlington that has, there's an Arby's in there. There's a Cinnabon. They make pizza. But also you could take like the truckers could take showers and stuff in there.
I mean, I told you the best freaking quesadilla I've had in my life was from that gas station in not quite Bellingham, a little bit south of Bellingham. Seriously, no one has come close to the quesadilla being as good as the quesadilla I got there. And I remember my son laughing at me when I got in the car. He's like, Dad, for real, man, you got a quesadilla from a gas station. I said, look, man, I looked in the back. They had a little window. It was like these three Mexican guys back there. They're jamming Mexican music. I'm like, you just got to
trust. This is where you eat.
Yeah, and it was super good. So I handed him just a small piece. And then at that point, he ended up eating half of it. I'm like, look, sorry, dude. It's the best quesadilla I've ever had in my life.
Did he agree?
Yes, because when I handed him a little piece, it was just like a little meat and cheese. It wasn't even, the tortilla part. And then I see his hand pop back up between the seats. I'm like, oh, do we want more? He's like, dude, that is so good. It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't look like the ideal place, but I'm telling you, this is easily the best quesadilla I've had in my life. And also, we got half a tank of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Ted, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Ted, what did you crash into or what crashed into you?
So, 2022, I had a seizure early August at work, whatever.
Had you had one before?
Fine. No. I'm 35 years old, first seizure ever. Heat stroke and dehydration, lack of sleep. Like, I could account for some bad situations there. But 3 weeks later to the day, I'm driving down the road and had another seizure at 70 miles an hour.
Jesus.
And I crashed into a tree. And that's the only thing. I jumped over a fence. I went through a field. I cannot imagine I released from the gas pedal. So probably at least 70 miles an hour into this tiny little tree that stopped me from falling into a 50-foot ravine.
Wow.
What's causing these seizures?
Turns out I have epilepsy due to some brain scarring from back in the day. I still got to go get another MRI to make sure it's cleared up, but I'm medicated now. I drive just right and
wow.
Everything.
Don't go, as my doctor told my daughter, don't go swimming.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's number one. I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, obviously you got to get to work.
I just took a CPR class and they said, when your seizures are induced by heat and you jump into the cold water, the temperature change can trigger another seizure and you'll just drop.
That's all you need.
So what else have you cut out or limited yourself on as a result of this?
So heat exposure, I moved out of Kansas. right. And then I make sure I get at least 5 hours of sleep. And I mean, there's some other things I wasn't doing right.
How about six hours?
I don't have seizures, but I try to get at least 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't necessarily always getting sleep every day.
I got you.
And we're not going to talk about that.
Right. Oh, right. Come on.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that. But no, I got you, man. We've all been there.
So, like, that actually had nothing to do with it because both times was 100% passed the test. Whatever, it was just the heat and the sleep that really got me. I was working third shift, and my buddy called me up, hey, give me a hand in my garage. We got to move this thing from here to there. And like, okay, cool. So roundabout way, I stopped answering calls after I got off work. So I kept myself more to myself.
That's crazy, though. Yeah. So brain scarring can lead to epilepsy later in life.
And it was from a concussion I got playing football when I was like 10.
Wow.
He would hit me upside the head with a water bottle.
What?
What? Why did he do that?
Wait,
it's not from playing football. It's that another football player hit you with a water bottle?
Yeah, so he had one of them nice little Coleman jugs with full ice and all that stuff, the gallon jug. And he couldn't get past me. And we're like 10, 11 years old. He couldn't get past me. I'd catch him every time. I'd knock the ball out of his hands, whatever it was. Well, we went and sat down for a water break, and he said, oh, you think you're slick, huh? And come upside my head. And that was a hell of a concussion, and it led to scarring. And, I mean, skateboarding, football, everything that I've ever done led to the scarring. I also had a good run back before I turned 21 with the powdered substances that didn't help the scarring. Scarring on your temporal lobe can lead to seizures and loss of interest like music or loss of ability to connect to music, and there's all sorts of things that scarring on your temporal lobes can do.
Wow, that's terrifying. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Watch your temporal lobes.
Jesus.
I will now.
Tracy, we asked, what did you crash into or what crashed into you? A man from Bulgaria. He died during a visit to Alaska when his vehicle struck a moose near the entrance to Denali. Crash happened at 1 a.m. on Friday. Basically, he hit the moose. Moose went through the windshield.
Oh.
And that was the end of that. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, there are about 800 vehicle accidents a year involving moose.
800 a year?
Involving moose.
And this is, in Alaska alone?
Yes, correct.
And there's a lot of them out.
Well, yeah.
This is nuts. Seattle police are searching for a suspect who rammed his car repeatedly into a Seattle fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
This happened last night. You guys read the story?
Because there's two different fire truck stories involving vehicles hitting them in 2 days here.
Seattle Fire Department crew was traveling down 2nd near Blanchard, which is kind of down near where their fire station is. Yeah. So, a suspect in a silver Honda Accord drove along the passenger side of the ladder truck. The suspect was holding a blue-green surgical glove in hand and offered the firefighter at the window a whippet.
Oh, wow.
What a nitrous, dude.
Firefighter declined. at which some point the suspect hit the passenger side bumper of the fire engine, then pulled in front of the truck and backed into it multiple times. The suspect then fled down 2nd Avenue, then turned on Lenora and headed west. Now, about a half hour later, police had to respond to a hit and run in Aurora, on Aurora Avenue North.
Mm-hmm.
Same suspect driving a silver Honda Accord with severe rear-end damage. Witnesses said the suspect was attempting to hit pedestrians and other cars in his vehicle, all while inhaling gas from balloons.
Now, what's crazy is, because I want to say the day before that, on Aurora at 130th, I believe it was, or Greenwood at 130th, I think Aurora, somebody died in this one, but a guy slammed into a fire truck. I want to say killed a passenger, and he survived, or vice versa, right? So we had had plans, and then we agreed, all right, well, let's not go that way because the traffic's going to be what it is. So we're watching TV last night. They're talking about the fire truck. I thought they're still talking about the crash that we knew of on Aurora and 130th, and it's like, no, this is someone entirely different. Hit another fire truck, and you're saying this guy targeted two different. So that's three fire trucks hit in 2 days.
He's still on the loose.
Also, you can't drive around doing whippets. Like, I don't know how he's not just crashing in general.
But how do you even fill up the balloon? Like, how are you all equipped to do that while driving?
I don't know. Or maybe this guy already had them pre-made, so to speak, and he was grabbing one after the other.
He has a tank in the car, and he's just filling them up.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're offering it to a fireman while he's on duty, you're already pretty high. And then I don't know what your motivation is to, one, like...
Mike, have you ever done a whippet?
No, sir.
Never.
Oh, we got to do it.
Not at once.
But look, of all the vehicles I don't want to hit, obviously there's 18-wheelers, but I put a fire truck up there, right? I mean, you're not going to win that battle.
The problem is, when you do a whippet, there's about 35 seconds that you don't get back.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Sounds fun.
As soon as you do it, you're just like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's got to hold your ass up half the time. Like when I did them in New Orleans, the vendor who was doing the whippets pushed me up against the wall so I wouldn't face
fall over. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But notice the vendor in New Orleans.
Those were different times.
Yeah.
And also, right? Like they're on duty. I see a fireman doing a whippet, go to a dead show. Not while he's at work.
Jesus Christ. More of the Random Question coming up 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.